You're listening to SBS News.
Since March, the world has been at a virtual standstill. But even as countries including Australia grapple with a second wave of COVID-19 infections, the World Health Organization says we can't stay shut forever. The Executive Director of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Michael Ryan, told a press briefing there is a balance between making progress and maintaining pressure on the virus.
It is tough on people right now because as countries, like everybody else in the world, move through this period of continued uncertainty, it is difficult to get those travel measures absolutely right. You can open up and then have to shut down, and then open up and have to shut down. And some people say, well, better to stay shut because that's more consistent, but it's also not making any progress. So how do you make progress with opening up national and international economies? How you do that in a way that's least risky? But how do you do that in a way that you can pull back if you need to, slow down or reverse? And that's the conundrum we're facing both in terms of national travel and international travel at the moment.
Dr. Maria Kerkhove, COVID-19 technical lead at the World Health Organization, sympathised with the pressure countries are facing to curb cases while stimulating their economies.
What we're going to have to figure out, and I think what we're all going to have to figure out together, is what our new normal looks like. Our new normal includes physical distancing from others. Our new normal includes wearing masks where appropriate. Our new normal includes us knowing where this virus is each and every day, where we live, where we work, where we want to travel. And that's going to be part of how we move forward with this, finding the balance between keeping the virus transmission low and resuming normal activities.
Last week, Britain reimposed a quarantine period for travellers returning from Spain, a move that has thrown plans for a European tourism recovery into chaos. The United States has been hardest hit in the pandemic, with fatal cases climbing toward 150,000 people. More than 4 million people have been infected with the new coronavirus there. It's the largest number in the world, with a recent surge in southern states, including California and Florida. US President Donald Trump has been criticized for his response to the new coronavirus and was wearing a mask for only the second time in public, after scorning the practice in the earlier months of the pandemic.
We need all Americans to be conscious about their actions and to exercise extreme vigilance. I trust all Americans to do the right thing, but we strongly advise everyone to especially focus on maintaining a social distance, maintaining rigorous hygiene, avoid large gatherings and crowded indoor bars, and wear masks when appropriate. We also strongly urge citizens to take extra precautions to shield those at highest risk.
The White House is pinning its hopes on a vaccine as the president toured the North Carolina Fujifilm plant, where one is in the final stages of testing.
The second vaccine is likely to enter phase 3 in a matter of days. Under Operation Warp Speed, we've shaved years off of the time that it takes to develop a vaccine, in some cases many years. And we've done it while maintaining the FDA gold standard for safety.
The president told reporters it could be ready for the public by December. That timeline is at least 8 months ahead of the World Health Organization's earlier projection of when a COVID-19 vaccine could be made available. The American government is one of several investing in similar endeavors, with a British government-backed Oxford University study group leading the charge from Europe. Meanwhile, Britain's Prime Minister is focusing his efforts on reducing COVID-19 risk factors in the population, including obesity, launching a Better Health campaign, which includes restrictions on advertising fast foods and changes in pricing.
I don't want to make any excessive claims because I've only really just started concentrating on, but I'm at least a stone down. I'm more than a stone down. But when I went into ICU, when I was really ill, I was way overweight. For I'm only about 5'10", at the outside, and I was too fat. So there are health reasons, but it also you feel much better. And that's the number one thing I would say. You actually feel more full of energy if you can get your weight down. And the other thing, obviously, is that if you can get your weight down a bit, then and protect your health, you'll also be protecting the NHS.
India has the third highest number of confirmed coronavirus cases after the US and Brazil, with 1.3 million infections and almost 33,000 deaths so far. As the Indian government fears for the country's ailing health system, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched three laboratories, aiming to test 10,000 samples a day.
In January, we had just one centre for corona testing, and today 1,300 labs are working around the country. Today in India, we are conducting more than 500,000 tests a day, and efforts are on to take the testing ability to a million a day in the next few weeks.
On Monday, the country reported a record number of just under 50,000 new cases. Venezuela is another country considered among the least prepared to deal with the new coronavirus, and its low official numbers are linked to a haphazard testing system. President Nicolas Maduro responded to criticism of his country's handling of the crisis by pushing Catholic leaders to lend their churches for government health services.
Ojalá prestaran.
Hopefully some of these priests who criticise Father Numa will lend their facilities, will lend the facilities of their churches, of their cloisters, to host people with coronavirus for their treatment. Hopefully they will lend their facilities to host people who come from abroad to give them a Christian treatment, solidarity, to give bread to those who need it. Hopefully. But no, they just wrote letters. They throw criticism and they don't do anything.
Some Catholic parishioners have expressed their frustration with the president's direction, comparing Venezuela with other countries that have managed their health system using government infrastructure. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.